Hey everybody, it's Stunk Granny Audio number something or whatever. This is Jeremy. Joining me this time is Mr. Kevin DeFrango. Hello, Kevin.
Howdy, and it happens to be number 84.
Is it 84? Okay. Yeah.
You know. I solely know that since Eric and I did the one on Tuesday, so that kind of helped out writing the headline.
Okay. See, I knew it was in the 80s, so, you know. We're getting up there.
Yep.
We're almost at number 100. We should plan something special. Like,
yeah,
actually doing more
barreling.
Than one a week.
We're barreling right towards triple digits here.
I'm sorry. I have the Michigan Notre Dame game on, so I'm Michigan just scored again. And this may be tape delayed for all I know, but I don't know the score, so it's new to me. So.
Hockey?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I hope you're not watching that sad sack of a basket, what they call a basketball team up there.
God, no. Jesus. Yeah. It's been a rough year for Michigan sports, man. There's no need to rub it in. I'm fully aware it's not going so hot, so. at least I don't have to keep them crying, as they say.
Well, that's why I haven't said too much, but I've sat there, like, every Saturday morning, for whatever reason, ESPN airs them playing basketball, and I'm like, oh, for Jesus Christ, I want to see a competitive game when I'm on the cross trainer or treadmill, whatever the fuck I'm doing.
Well, it got okay. It showed a little bit of promise when they beat Connecticut, but that was really it. I mean, and Connecticut's not exactly the team that they should have been, so, you know.
Yeah.
Turned out not to be that big of a win, but. All right. I know we had some stuff to talk about, but let's jump right into actual wrestling talk, and then because I really want to talk about NXT, WWE's new show that, I don't know, I'm just going to go now because I'm glad we didn't record this earlier because I was just going to gush over it, but I absolutely love that show. I mean, I know there's problems with it, but
right.
Just watching it, I'm not going to say it was compelling because that's too much, but...
Mm-hmm.
It kept my interest for the entire time, wanting to see all the different people that they were going to bring out, which has not happened in ages. I mean, ages. So.
Yeah, they certainly did a way better job of introducing characters.
Yep.
Even if they end up sacking them. It was just far better to intro them that way than like any of those cheesy vignettes that they do, or like I'll even harken back to not that long ago with Kofi Kingston's awful segments.
Yep.
You know, it's just like, oh, you know, at least it was a more realistic portrayal of who these people are. I'm sure that they, you know, altered some stuff to make it sound a bit better.
Mm-hmm.
But right. That was a lot more interesting to me than anything else.
Yeah, and I guess that's exactly what's good about this show is pretty much every one of these guys came out with some sort of established character trait. I'm not going to say that a character, because... I mean, really, Heath Miller, was that his name? I guess I could look it up and be prepared. Heath Slater, that was it. Who's Heath Miller? Why does that sound familiar?
The tight end for the Steelers.
Nah, that's it. Thank you. And, God, see, talking to you all.
Plus, I think that's his real name when you sent out that list earlier this week on top of
that.
Okay.
Sure. Well,
I remember thinking
that
to myself.
Which I need to get cracking back on, but work got busy, so... They kind of expect me to do real stuff when I'm at work. Fuckers.
Yeah, shame on them.
Yes, exactly. But I'm trying to find the roster of the guys here so I can actually talk like I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And goddamn WWE's website, I don't know if you can hear that in the background or not.
Oh.
You can't shut off their video sounds. You can't shut them off if it's a commercial.
Oh, gotcha.
That drives me fucking crazy. I mean, that's fine. If you don't want
yeah.
me to stop the commercial, at least let me be able to shut off the fucking sound. But there we go. I don't need Ally. I don't want to take a shit while I'm going to sleep. So, But anyways, they introduced, I mean, the way they introduced the guys, and I know like some of the pairings are kind of weird, but as you watch the show, you can actually understand why they're doing it. I mean,
yeah,
I mean,
they're more set up like the Miz. It's either an opposites attract kind of a deal, like the Miz and Daniel Bryan, or Party. What was Party Boy's name? Oh my God, did he look
Darren
horrendous?
Young? The Darren Young guy.
Yeah, Darren Young.
Or CM Punk.
With CM Punk. Or it's just kind of like, because I thought, the guy with Christian. Heath Slater was with Christian there.
Yeah.
I thought that they both had, like, an outgoing style that maybe Heath Slater in some ways would want to emulate.
Yes.
You know, so I thought it was kind of an either-or situation.
Yeah.
And, what's his name? R-Truth with that David Otunga. I thought that maybe he was best on the mic, and, you know, I mean, that's really, I think, R-Truth's strong suit. You know, I don't think he's the most excellent guy in the ring. He has an interesting flair, but, you
that's
know,
somebody,
Well, you know, sometimes it gets a little too boring for me, so I don't really mind that, even if it causes the occasional fuck up.
Yeah, I don't know. I agree with you on the Christian and Heath Slater pairing, because Christian, I mean, I know they nicknamed him, what, Creepy Little Bastard a long time ago, and then he was nicknamed Captain Charisma. And I don't know, I could actually see some of the similarities in that. And, like, the other thing I saw was, like, the pairing of the old established veteran. I mean, I don't think you want to call him old. But then, like, the right, like, the guy, the over-anxious guy. Because you just saw they're making it a point of how he likes all this. So, I mean, from that aspect, I can see why they paired those two together. Like, Christian being the calming voice. But, you know, you got the tools. Here's doing this. The CM Punk thing, I think, is a straight comedy. Because it was perfect. And I'm just gonna sound stupid on this, but what is Darren Young? Is he like Latino? Is he black? Is he white? What is it?
I don't know. I found myself wondering the same thing. I'm like, is he just like trying to pull a Guido bit? And he's just way over tan as a white guy. Like, I was completely confused.
But he's red. That's not even, I mean, that's not even a tan. I mean, it's an actual weirdo, like, reddish thing. I mean, he's almost
okay.
Like a caricature of an Indian, you know? From,
yeah.
Like the 1800s, 1700s, when they would do that stuff. Probably 1900s, but, you know, whatever. It was just odd. I mean, I didn't know what to think when I was watching him.
His look was just horrendous in my book. Like, just terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that they're trying to make him a party boy, but, like, who wears that, like, Run DMC necklace these days?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, is he supposed to be, like, the white or the red junkyard dog? I mean, that awful chain on? I don't know. He's got the build that they want, obviously.
Yeah.
But when it's attached to, like, red leather, I don't know, man. And then having him lose so fast, I didn't really care because he's clearly in there to help CM Punk and the Straight Edge Society get over. Especially when even Serena was just staring at him like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, why is this guy here? Luke Gallows didn't do quite as well. So.
She has money facial expressions. And she has some gigantic hands that are just wonderful to look at.
You just beat me to it. But it doesn't fit her character anymore, though.
Huh?
Her having those giant boobs don't fit her character. And I know that sounds dumb, but she's supposed to be like this little Jezebel, like Maid Marian sort of thing, and there she is with like the skinhead and all this, and then giant cans that are obviously fake. I don't know. It's just, it's a weird look, but you know, whatever. So she should have Natalia's little titties, but you know. What was the other thing that stood out? I mean, there's Michael Tarver.
I mean, do we want to go in any type of order now that we've gone all over the place? We've knocked off Darren Young. Do we want to stick with, and since we've mentioned R-Truth, at least we can kind of complete that thought there with that,
yeah.
David Otunga.
Yeah, it's clear to me that they're going to use David Otunga regardless of what happens on this show. And we'll get into the negatives in a second, obviously, because there were some, but the matchup with him and R-Truth, I think how it'll play out is that R-Truth is, you know, the guy that was down on the streets and down and out on the streets, I mean, you know, the guy that brought himself up and all this, and then Otunga was clearly saying, I'm from Hollywood, and, you know, that makes me better and a step above everybody else and all this.
Yeah, well, and I guess that kind of, that makes some sense and does kind of contradict my earlier statement, but...
Well, but no, but at the same time...
As noted, yeah.
But no, at the same time, your theory can still work, though. Because maybe, you know, R-Truth can talk some sense into the guy, because they even made mention on the broadcast, I think it was either Cole or Matthew, said something about the rookies having a little bit of a fire, something like that, about them being mouthy with their trainers and all that.
Yeah.
And Otunga didn't really have that.
No, he didn't.
I mean, of all the guys, he was probably the most respectful, well, other than Heath Slater, but I don't know.
Yeah,
but Otunga clearly looks like he can be somebody. And I actually dug the way the pattern in his hair and all that stuff.
And plus, you had mentioned that you said that they're going to use him regardless. His freaking size is the reason. He is freaking massive.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anybody like him, if nothing, gets an overly long chance at making it.
Yep. Well, Ezekiel Jackson still around.
/ Vladimir.
Yeah.
Well,
the one thing that they need to do
is
have him grow hair out.
Bad as, huh?
I was gonna say the one thing with Otunga is he needs to grow his hair back out because he looks like every generic black guy that's on TV right now. So just he's got to do something different other than the little swirl patterns he put in his hair. So.
Gotcha.
Who else was on there? Oh, the one that they didn't really give this guy a lot of time. They gave him a little backstage clip, but it was at Michael Tarver. Not backstage, but like one of the vignettes where he was talking about his dad being a boxer.
Right, yeah. Trainer with Tyson, or a sparring partner with Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah, my inside source at Pro Wrestling Ohio there actually beat him when he was still in the minor leagues up in that neck of the woods there since he
got
a sprint.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It was an odd. He has an odd pairing because he's with somebody that no one gives a shit about anymore, in Carlito. So he's not going to get any reaction. I mean, pretty much everybody's got someone cares about. I mean, regardless of what we think of R-Truth, people pop when he comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, Carlito and William Regal pretty much are the two that people don't really care about. I mean,
yeah, but even then, the difference between William Regal and Carlito is pretty big.
True.
Even in my book, like I know that people aren't like really hating on Regal, but still, he's almost an automatic USA chant when he comes out.
Yeah. I mean, so there's really not much to say about Michael Tarver. Maybe next week he'll get a little more chance to shine. But I guess since we...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I have nothing. Go ahead.
Okay. No, the one thing I was going to say is that I did like the fact that they did not try and jam everybody and their trainers into this episode. Like, that I thought was positive. It's just like, well, it sucks for those guys, but they can also be more heavily featured in the following weeks.
Yeah. Well, and they got all of them on TV, at least, in that backstage segment.
Yeah.
That was it, though. I mean, they didn't get a chance to talk. He just saw them. And the guy, Skip Sheffield, wearing his... All right, it's always weird to me now because they show guys wearing street clothes. To have everybody standing around a monitor backstage in just their trunks and boots. Why? I mean, wear a shirt. Just, I mean, how Legacy, you never see them in street clothes almost, but you always see them at least with a shirt on. I mean, I know they're pimping their shirt, but, you know, whatever.
But still, why not have a Next shirt so that, you know, you're pimping it?
Mm-hmm. Or even wear your trainer's shirt.
Yep. Yeah, there's a very easy solution in that one.
Yeah, so it was a nice way to sneak everybody in, but at the same time, it was a really awkward segment where they're watching TV in their underwear, basically. So,
yes.
Yeah, but since I mentioned Skip Sheffield, that's what I was going to say before. Chris Jericho's rookie, Wade Barrett, I didn't realize he was English. Why not pair him with William Regal instead of Chris Jericho and have Skip Sheffield with Chris Jericho? I mean, wouldn't it make kind of sense because, you know, from the countryman sort of thing, it would have made sense, like, storyline-wise or, you know, pro and rookie way. So...
It would have been a natural pairing, but I don't know if they thought, I don't know. It's kind of hard to say because Regal and Sheffield were one of the people not really shown at all.
Yeah. Well, that was supposed to be MVP in Sheffield.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe Regal wasn't prepared to be there because he hasn't been on TV for 2-3 weeks now, so...
No, he was on with Big Zeke when he captured the ECW title there on the last
show. That's right. Well, this Wade Barrett guy. All right, I think it's safe to say every one of these guys, maybe taking out Heath Slater and even Daniel Bryan. And I'm gonna call him Daniel Bryan because we gotta get used to the name.
Plus, I thought it was mildly interesting that they kind of pulled the same thing they did with Shawn Michaels there, as far as going from real name to stage name.
Yeah.
Because didn't he train him? I believe.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Hang on. We'll get that in a second.
Okay. Rock and roll.
We're gonna bring. Yeah. All right. Going back to Wade Barrett for a second now. Like I was saying, all these guys have the look that they want, all right? The thing is, this Wade Barrett guy was just kind of, and maybe it was the pairing with him and Jericho, but it was just kind of like, okay, there he is. And he was trying to introduce Jericho, but I just got this weird feeling. I mean, I don't know, it was just a weird feeling. Like, it just occurred to me. He reminds me of Brutus Magnus in TNA.
And
I'm not saying that's
a
bad
thing,
but...
Yeah, no, he has a very similar look, you know, maybe a little darker hair.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he kind of had a very similar voice, and, yeah, just a similar look. I mean, it's, you know, just physically, he looked the same.
Yeah. Well, he needs to steal Brutus Magnus's little, like, fixing the cufflink look he has going on. but yeah, there's really not much to say about him. I mean, he introduced Jericho. They tried doing that awkward interview next to the ring.
Yeah, and that's a good word. It's like, what are you learning? And it's just like,
yeah. And, well, actually, it's a really good way to... Well, this is a real... Yeah, yeah. This is a really good time to start to bring up The Miz and Daniel Bryan. And the reason I'm getting to that now is, first, it's the crux of the show. They're clearly trying to make Daniel Bryan now either humiliate him, which is a distinct possibility, or just be like, look, we're going to push you, so here.
Yeah,
now,
I think it's the latter of the two, just because they really beat everybody over the head with him.
Yeah. Now, but at the same time, they have that thing where they like to humble people too. And this is my totally uneducated theory / guess of what this show actually is. And like,
yeah,
I said, I have no confirmation, and maybe I'm just naive, but it's called a reality show. They're saying, you know, reality meets WWE. Well, first, we know it's not a reality show because they're using fake names, all right? But
right.
What as I'm watching this show, and this is why I really like it, and hopefully you don't blow my spot if I make me not like the show, they send Daniel Bryan out there, and who's to say, they aren't saying, all right, here's what we're doing. Go out there, and you got to fill 3 minutes until Mick gets out there. Just, I mean, basically how, you know, how we always complained, or not complained, but always said, you've got to throw somebody out there and let them crash and burn on their own to learn.
Right.
Maybe that's what they're doing, and I've done, not just with Daniel Bryan, but with everybody. I mean, the guy that, Jesus, the guy, nice job, Jer. The guy we were just talking about, Wade Barrett. When he was... Yeah, he was supposed to be introducing Chris Jericho. And he starts talking about Chris Jericho. And then Jericho grabs the mic and goes, I just want you to introduce me. And then he goes, oh, here's Chris Jericho, like that. I mean, basically just saying, all right, maybe this is what he wants me to do. And Jericho goes, no, that's all you're supposed to do. Like, trying to teach him how to follow orders. Go ahead.
That's the only weird thing to me, is it's just like, how much of that is really real, or how much did they say, okay, we want you to talk, Jericho's going to tell you to shut the hell up, and then you're just going to, you know, do the introduction after that.
Well, I think you're actually giving it too much there. I mean, what I'm proposing is that Jericho, like, they're just telling him, you're going out there with Jericho, and
right,
you're going to have to do this. And then Jericho's thrown him for a curveball by cutting him off. Like, maybe they told him beforehand, you're going to go out there and we want you to cut a promo about Chris Jericho. But Jericho knows the entire time, no, you're going to cut him off and tell him to do something else to see how it handles
okay.
it.
You
know,
I gotcha.
Yeah. Just, I mean, basically just...
They're putting them in jams on purpose, mm-hmm, to see how things pan out.
Right. Then also, that would explain the ringside interview. Like, why the hell else would you interview somebody from ringside? Just to throw them off. Just say, hey, there's no net. You got to do something now. You know, it. Just one of those kind of things. And but also, like, with CM Punk and Darren Young, when, you know, Punk's just standing there, not doing anything. And it's up to Young to try and get, like, some, like, the crowd on his side, you know, try to work the crowd this way. Something that, when they're in Florida Championship Wrestling, they're not going to get. I mean, you're in front of 37 people, not, you know, 13,000. I don't know. That's just my theory on the whole thing. And it really started playing out with the whole Miz and Daniel Bryan thing. And...
Yeah, I mean, that's possible, that's what they're doing, but that element of surprise after a couple of weeks is going to be tougher and tougher to reproduce, just because, you know, it's not going to be one of those things where they're pulling out, oh, you've got to go to an obstacle course now or something silly like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be all stuff from the ring, so, I mean, it should you know, they should be able to get acclimated to it fairly quickly, at least in my book.
But exactly, they should get acclimated to it to show that they have some sort of potential. I mean, imagine 5 weeks from now they're doing the same crap, and Darren Young still can't come up with a promo. You know, so maybe that's part of, like, they keep saying it's a competition, okay? Maybe that's what they're competing with. I mean, not necessarily, like, on TV. I mean, I'm sure they'll come up with some sort of judging thing sooner or later. But who's to say the competition's not to say who can, you know, grow as an actual performer? I mean, I don't know if I'm making myself clear or not, and...
Yeah, no, I think you're making yourself clear. I'm just not...
Am I giving them too much credit?
No, I'm just not sure if they can pull that off, I guess. You know, it still kind of leaves out some type of... To me, it still leaves out a direction for the show to go in. Like, they can keep on repeating that stuff, but... It feels like they want you to, you know, it doesn't feel like it has any point to it, really. Like, they can keep on doing that stuff to make these guys prove themselves, but it still needs some type of functionality to me. Like, I don't care if you cut people or you don't. I don't care if they stick around for a month or 2 months or, you know, whatever the length of time is. Like, they need to say, you know, what's going to happen to these guys at some point. You know, I mean, is it going to be all eight guys? Like, are they actually going to make it a season? Are these guys only going to be around for, you know, 13 episodes or 23 episodes or anything like that? So, I mean, that's still a bigger problem to me. I guess I don't care how they set it up or in what fashion it gets set up. Because, yeah, I mean, it could be set up that way, that they're just going to keep on trying to throw these guys off, but
they
kind of need, like I said, some type of direction.
Yeah, an actual crux of the show. Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, because, yeah, they kept on saying competition, but what kind of competition?
Right.
You know, it's just like, well, if you don't think Daniel Bryan has the mic skills, but he has the in-ring skills, how do you weigh that, I guess, in who gets, you know, if somebody gets booted off, like, or, you know, something like that, or, you know, like, that Darren Young looked, I don't know who botched that move between him and Otunga, but somebody fucking botched it.
Yeah, and, I mean, it looks like Otunga, like, knew what movie he was going to do, but...
Yeah, you know. He was pulling off the Ron Simmons,
Power, yeah, the, what the hell is that thing called?
Spine Buster,
but what's the actual name? I was about to say the Ghetto Blaster, but that was actually One Man Gang's move, never mind. I don't know what the hell it was
No,
called.
That was Bad News Brown's,
Yes, that's right,
I'm sorry.
Yes. I knew it was a black guy, so, you know, and I know, and if anyone argues...
One Man Gang was black?
He's the same guy that played Akeem, I think so.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, that's indefensible. So,
my bad.
Yeah, but no, I mean, since kind of work our way back to it, that was one of the good things about the whole Daniel Bryan Miz thing. That one almost seemed too storyline-ish, though. Because of how hard they were going after that storyline. Hard they were going after their matchup. I mean, it's like, good Jesus. I mean, from the beginning of the show, that's all they were talking about, which is cool. I mean, you know, for the ROH fans and all that, you just got to see Daniel Bryan, or Bryan Danielson for the, you know, I'm not calling him anything else, guys. He just got to fight Chris Jericho on national TV. Pretty amazing, considering he just wrestled in front of 1,000 people a few months ago, if that. So
yeah, I thought he looked. I mean, I have not watched much ROH stuff, so I haven't seen him in a whole lot of matches.
Right.
And I think I see what everybody else has seen, or probably most of the people that listen to our show have seen.
Yeah.
And I thought he was really good in the ring. Like, I almost thought it was amusing that the one move that looked minorly botched, which was that dragon whip leg corkscrew or whatever that full name of it is, it looked like Jericho kind of no-sold him and, like, didn't go down with it at first.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, that is all on the veteran there. Like, you've got to, you know, you've got to be the one moving for that move. Like, a guy isn't really going to pull you over that way.
Yeah. And he also learned the hard way that you got to watch how fast you're going through those ropes, because it's not a guardrail that's going to move out there. You got a fucking desk that's made of rather strong plywood, apparently. But no, was I talking to you about? No, it was Eric today. I was talking to on the messenger about it. Just talked about, you know, people bitched that Bryan Danielson, you know, went to WWE instead of TNA. His very first time on TV, he's the crux of a brand new show. He was pretty much the focus of that entire show. On top of that, he fights their champion. Looks decent. I mean, I'm sure there can be the people who argue that, you know, they brought up how he's been in business 10 years and first match he loses. Well, yeah, he should, to the world fucking champion. Not like he lost a Primo or something.
Yeah, and he almost made, like, they did a really good job of selling Jericho almost tapping, too. And, I mean, he even pulled him back into the ring for a second. I'm like, oh, my Lord, they're not actually going to have Jericho tap, are they?
Yeah,
I was like,
exactly.
That would be effing ridiculous.
and I'm talking to Eric going, and wow, Samoa Joe just got kidnapped by three fat guys. I mean, for the people who bitch, like, ah, Samoa Joe made a better choice than TNA, no, he fucking did. I'm just waiting for the Daniel Bryan shirts to come out already.
Well, and I was kind of happy to see that they, it did say American Dragon on his sleeve to his, and that was the only thing that looked kind of, Well, and hopefully they'll do that, because, you know, The Miz talked about him on Twitter there, at least looking like an accountant. I'm like, okay, I hope he teaches him some sort of style. I mean, you don't need to have the Miz's style, but you need to have some type of style.
Right. And you don't have to look like Zack Ryder or something. It's just, you know, look a little different, because I'm looking on the WWE Next page. And really, and this sounds bad, but he's the one guy that kind of, I don't know, he's one of the guys that kind of stands out as just being plain, unfortunately. So, you know, he got a haircut. I would have just had him keep his hair a little bit longer. But I'm partial to wrestlers having longer hair anyways, but because that way they stand out. So, I don't know. It almost, to me,
that woman length bob that Heath Slater had.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, they can work on that, I suppose.
I remember that stage of hairdom, and it sucked. And I was much happier when it was longer.
You know what would have been a perfect combo was Heath Slater and Matt Hardy. They're awful hairs. They're awful hairstyles. No, but overall impression of the show, I can't wait for next week's show now, because I want to see the other guys now, Justin Gabriel and Skip Sheffield, and even Wade Barrett get in the ring. I mean, I know it's not a perfect show, but how long have we been bitching about there's no new people? And when they do, it's like Vance Archer or, I don't know, was it Beretta and whatever his name is?
Yeah, Beretta and Frost.
Yeah, with no build-up whatsoever. It's like, here are these guys. And here's their shitty new character. I mean, I'm not saying these guys are perfect, but shit, at least it's something different. And it's new people fucking finally.
Well, and when you're for Croft and Beretta, it's just like really their gimmick is we play video games.
Oh, well,
Like you honestly couldn't think anything up better than we play video games.
yeah. Well, but that's what the Motor City Machine Guns did, but at least they have charisma too. So,
Yeah, well,
wherever they
that
are.
helps out a boatload too. I mean,
Yeah.
I'm never gonna say that Chris Sabin's the one with more charisma between the two of them, but I think Sabin has more charisma than Croft and Beretta combined.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
There were two things that bugged me during the show,
Yeah.
and I think it's a matter of adapting at some point, and we'll see. The camera angle that crane camera that they use down near the
Yes.
ring, I think it can be I think it can get better. It was really strange to see that. I'm not gonna automatically hate on the thing. I didn't like it, but I think I didn't like it more because there were times when they were too close to the ring and they kept it on that camera and they pulled back and you're like, oh, okay, there's the action. It's like, some
Yeah.
dumbass missing, oh, what? He didn't really hand it off? And you're watching the running back and the quarterback still has the ball. It's just like,
Yeah.
fucking A, dude.
Yeah. Well, I guess
So,
the way of trying new technology possibly too, or no, not technology, mind
yeah.
you, but just something new.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just more hyped for the fact that there's new people, and I don't know, these may have been the seasoned guys from Florida Championship, and it was like, all right, time to bring these guys up. We got to do this now. I don't know. To me,
Yeah,
it's what ECW should have been when they restarted it. But, whatever.
yeah. Well, I mean, in a way, I think they could have done a better job of bringing in the new guys and giving them something. Like, I guess as much as I made fun of Kofi Kingston's shitty, intro, it was still better than, oh, like, yeah, Beretta and Croft, here we are, or.
Yeah.
Yoshitatsu's gotten over, but it was like, here we go, Yoshitatsu's here. It's like, oh, thanks. Like even when they did those whole backstage, like I even think Teddy Long did it a couple of times, maybe even Tiffany did it sometimes, was just the, oh, I'm talking to the guy that I just signed backstage, and then they get interrupted by somebody else. Like even that was better than some of these ones recently, like yeah, like the Vance Ar well, I guess they did do that with Vance Archer, but it was just he's intense. Oh man, let me just fucking drop a log on that theory. And you know what? As much as I love picking on Michael Cole, I'm gonna do it again because he just sucks.
The thing is, he was being fed those lines. So.
And that was, Powell actually said that perfectly. He goes, you know what, this is supposed to fool the internet fans, but they're going to be the first ones that know it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yep. If you could not tell that that was an act, he's fucking awful. Like, I don't get it. Like, I just don't get it. Don't get it at all.
There's nobody better. Like Josh Matthews, what was the black guy's name on ECW that was doing the announcing?
Byron Sexton.
That's right. I didn't mind him either. That I don't know. That's why I was
I thought
surprised
they
to
were
see Cole and
starting to
Matthews
get
out there.
together.
Yeah.
You know,
That's
the
why to me
tail
it
end
was
of that
weird.
run.
Yeah. Well, I guess they wanted an established voice in Mitchell Cool out there for whatever reason. I
Yeah.
was glad it wasn't Grisham. Not that Grisham's horrible, mind you, but I would rather not have Grisham on there. And if
Well, yeah, and he just really seems to click better than anybody else with Stryker, honestly. Like, I don't understand. Like, he had the other partners, and I don't know. He has worked better in ECW when he had Stryker, and then Stryker left, and Josh Matthews came in at that point, didn't he? When Stryker
Yeah.
went to SmackDown when JR
Right.
left. And it's just like, okay, this isn't really working out. And then he got moved to SmackDown. It's like, okay. And then, yeah, him and Byron, Byron and Matthews had their problems at the beginning, but I thought they were starting to move in the right direction, yeah. At least.
Well, I don't have Superstars on, so I can't see who's doing the broadcast. I'm there if they changed that at all. Can't reach my remote either.
I didn't even think about taping that.
I honestly never watch Superstars because there's absolutely no point to it. I don't want to see Jack Swagger versus Chris Masters. It's like, did they give up on the show already? For Christ's sake, I mean, they don't even put that match on Raw. They wouldn't put that match on ECW. So, anyways, shit. How long have we been going?
I think we can. I think we can go ahead and wrap. Honestly.
All right. So okay, that's fine. All right. Well, I guess we're trying to keep these short now, shorter at least, and try to do them more often. That's why. If you're wondering why we keep talking, how long have we gone? That's why. Just trying to do shorter shows so that it doesn't take up too much of your day, so you can listen to it on a brisk commute somewhere. So if you're just wondering, that's why. But I'm going to take off. That was fun. I know it was all over the place, but my excitement for that show probably got the best of me in the beginning. So I'll own up to that one. So I'm going to take off. Kevin, that was fun. We'll make sure to do this, you know, more regularly now that I got my shit straight finally. So, all right. I'm out. Later.
And considering that the U.S. women just lost the gold medal game to those damn Canucks from up north, let's hope that the U.S. and Canada meet up here in the final game. And in the meantime, I will have a sippy time beer and be sticking with my Miller until then.